Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
2 Peter 3, verse number 8, we'll start there. 2 Peter 3, verse number 8. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but it is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Isn't that powerful? God will hold back from fulfilling what he desires to do, because his desire is for every one of us, everyone out there, to come to repentance. It's the goodness of God that leads to repentance. And God's desire is that every one of us would be saved, that our names would be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How many of you sitting here this morning, how many of you here this evening can say that God has given you many chances? How many of you here this evening are thankful for those chances? This evening, I want to encourage you. And this word is for, there's some people here this evening. You need this word tonight. Because, you see, some of you think that God is finished with you. Some of you think that you've messed up so much that God has not forgiven you, that God is not willing to forgive you, that the destiny and the purpose and the plan that he has for you is pretty much over. And so tonight I'm just going to talk to you, if that's okay. In Scripture, if that were true, then some of the stories, some of the accounts in the Bible that we see would not carry the power that they do. And those particular people would not have been able to finish their race the way that they did if God was not a God of second chances. This morning I shared with you the story of David. What amazed me this morning was, if we look at the life of David, we talk about David's achievements, we don't talk about his failures. But David messed up pretty bad. Like really bad. Like really, really bad. But God forgave him. There's consequences when we mess up. But God's grace was sufficient and he finished his race. Can you say amen? God, he finished his race and he became the man known as the person, a man after God's own heart. If you don't know what David did, he committed adultery and he committed murder. That's pretty bad, right? But God still forgave him. Now, please, I'm not saying that you must go and commit murder. It's okay to commit murder. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that you are still here tonight. You are still alive and breathing and not sitting in that seat right now by mistake, because God is not finished with you. How many of you know the story of Jonah? Jonah decides, he's a prophet of God. Now, if you study the Old Testament, the prophets were the convicting power of God. They would go around and they would be the voice of God and bring the conviction on the people. They would be his voice. The Holy Spirit only came with Jesus, right? Into the lives of the people. He only rested upon a few. So the prophet would go and give the word of the Lord and everyone would. So he was the main Mackie. And he completely disobeys God. God tells him to go to Nineveh. He decides to get on a ship and go. If you study it, it's the total opposite direction. He goes the other way. How many of you sitting here this evening have gone sometimes the other way? Don't put your hands up, man. God tells you to go this way, to do this, obey me, do this, and we go the other way. But what's incredible about the story is that everybody, even the heathens, realize that God is mad with him. They throw him into the ocean. He's literally dead. If you study it, he says they're out of the belly of Sheol. He actually speaks about it as though he's in the belly of the whale, but or the whale or the fish or whatever it was. And it's like he's crying out from hell almost. That's how bad it is. But the fact is, there was a moment in his life, there was a moment even after going on this journey of disobedience and not following God, that he gets to a point where he cries out and he says, God, I'll do what you told me to do. And God forgives him. The whale, the fish vomits him up, and he goes and he declares a message to Nineveh, and they repent, and God moves. God fulfills the destiny and the purpose with Jonah. God is the God of second chances. We all know the story of Saul of Tarsus. Saul of Tarsus, who becomes Paul, he is persecuting the Christians. You would think, if you were a Christian back then, that God needs to smite him and kill him and get him out of the way. But God has mercy on him, spares his life. He even stands at the death of Stephen and watches Stephen get stoned. And while he's on the road to Damascus to really get serious about persecuting the Christians, he has an encounter with the Lord. The Lord spares his life. He has a guy that writes 2/3 of the New Testament. Why? Because his grace is sufficient. You're still here. He hasn't come yet. His promises have not yet been fulfilled. Well, you know, I don't believe in his second coming. Well, you need to. Because he's coming. He's coming quickly. Like a thief in the night. And he's going to snatch you away. And if you get left behind, well, don't, yeah, amen. But the point is that a bad guy like that, who before Jesus was religious. You see, you can be religious, but not recognize when God really is among you. And we see how in the life of Paul, I mean, everything is just incredible. Let's take a look at Peter. I'm not going to be talking for much longer. In the life of Peter, we see the guy that was very peculiar in his behavior. Always sort of challenging and, you know, always sort of even got Jesus upset where Jesus calls him the devil. But what really amazes me is how he goes to Jesus and he says, Lord, I'll lay my life down for you. How many of you here have said, Lord, I'll give everything to you. I'll give you my life. I'll serve you with everything. And like Peter, perhaps you've been through a place where you've denied him. Peter denies Jesus, not once, not twice, 3 times. Peter denies Jesus 3 times, but yet Jesus' love and mercy is sufficient for him to the point where he is the one that stands up on the day of Pentecost, gives a sermon, and thousands get saved. Why? Because that was the plan that God had for him. There are people here this evening. You are sitting here tonight, and you are not here by mistake, because God is not finished with you. He's not finished with you. Now, let me show you something real quick. Revelation 2, verse 19. Revelation 2, verse 19. How many of you have ever heard of Jezebel? She's pretty bad, okay? I'm not going to get into all of that. Look at how he speaks about this. This is the Lord speaking now. He says this. He speaks to one of the churches. He says, I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, The last is more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. Because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. Now watch. And I gave her time to repent. What? I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. So it isn't going to be good. But even when the enemy is in the camp, God will give you time to repent. God will give you time to turn, to make a decision like it was with Jonah, where Jonah decided in that moment that he was going to follow God. Out of the belly of Sheol, I cried out. I cried out to God. You might be in this place right now where things have become terribly desperate for you, where things are really, really bad. But it's in that place that you have to make a decision and not be like that woman Jezebel, who was given time to repent but chose not to do it, instead to just continue going down the path that she's going. But this is the question, because this is the problem. So many people always or often think, well, I'm beyond that. I've had my time to repent. I've had my time, and I'm past that point where God can forgive me. So here's the question. How many times will He forgive you? Don't answer that. How many times will He forgive you? How do you know it's not too late? How do you know it's not too late for you? I'm so glad you're asking so many questions. Let's look at this. Let's go to Matthew 18, verse 21. It's very quiet in Vero Beach this evening. We're not jumping around. It's okay. Matthew 18, 21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? And Jesus said to him, I did not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. How many times have you messed up? And have you not messed up too much that it's over for you? If He expects you to forgive up to 70 times seven, do the math. I'm not going to do it. I know it's not that hard. I'm still not going to do it. Amen. But the point I'm trying to make this evening is that if it were over, if you had messed up so much that it's over for you, you wouldn't be sitting right where you are right now. How do I know? Because He has not yet come. And you are still in that seat. And His desire is for you to come to repentance. What does that mean? You see, repentance is not just making a decision or saying, I'm sorry. It's actually turning away. It means to turn completely away from whatever it is that you've been doing. I don't have to tell anybody how bad they are. They already know. If you have sin in your life, you know what it is. If you're not walking right with God, you know that you're not walking right. I don't have to tell you it's this sin and that sin and thou shalt not. I don't need to tell you that, you know. The Holy Spirit already convicts you and tells you. He speaks to you. But the enemy, on the other hand, is also whispering in your ear, telling you how it's over for you, how you passed the point where God will forgive you or use you again. You will no longer fulfill the promises and the plans that God has for you because you've messed up too many times. Well, God has sent me tonight to tell you, and I don't even if it's one of you, but I believe there's more than one of you. And even online, those watching online, there are people watching online. You think that you have failed God too many times. Listen, you have not failed Him too many times, but get out of whatever it is that's causing you to stay in that place. Amen. Amen. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This morning I taught you about the secret place. And this evening I want to bring a balance, for lack of a better expression. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that it's too late for you. How many times is God willing to forgive you? You see, God does not see as man sees. God always looks at the heart. If you are serious about turning things around, about really serving Him with all of your heart again, well, I did it once before, Pastor Alex. We'll do it again. Well, I did it more than once, Pastor Alex. Well, do it again. Well, 7 times, Pastor Alex. Well, do it again. How many times? 70 times? I don't think that's the point. The point is He has a plan for you. He wants to use you. He wants to bless you. He wants to prosper you. His thoughts towards us are so incredible.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.